This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise the Lord! The Christian florist, Baronelle Stutzman, has won her case at the United States Supreme Court. For now, the lower court ruling, which had required the Christian florist to produce a flower arrangement for a homosexual wedding, was vacated by the court. Stutzman had been sued by the Attorney General of the state of Washington, and the suit had been upheld by the lower courts. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling requires a reconsideration of the case by the lower courts, taking into account their recent decision affirming the right of Christian baker Jack Phillips of Denver, Colorado, not to have to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding. Meanwhile, the more left-wing state of Oregon continues its attack on religious freedoms of Christians. The Oregon Supreme Court ruled last Thursday against Aaron and Melissa Klein, who were charged $135,000 by a state agency for refusing to bake a cake in celebration of a pagan homosexual ceremony. The Kleins plan to appeal their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Proverbs 29:27 says, "An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked." Is Nigeria moving toward a genocide against Christians? The secretary of the National Christian Elders Forum of Nigeria, Bosun Emmanuel, has accused the Nigerian president of, quote, "openly pursuing an anti-Christian agenda," end quote, as reported in Punch. Emmanuel also said, quote, "Christianity is on the brink of extinction in Nigeria. The ascendancy of Sharia ideology in Nigeria rings the death toll for the Nigerian church," end quote. Last week, another 86 Nigerian Christians were killed in the Barakin Ladi area of the Plateau State. Unbelievably, nearly 10,000 Nigerian Christians have now been killed by Muslim-inspired violence, and 2 million have been displaced from their homes, most of which has happened just since 2011, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
That's the voice of a drag queen named Little Hot Mess at the Brooklyn, New York Public Library at 10 a.m. in front of a packed room of toddlers, preschoolers, and their parents. Public libraries and bookstores across America are sponsoring men like this one, dressed in women's clothing and wearing makeup to read to young children, reports the School Library Journal.
Who is ready for a story?
These drag queen story hours are taking place in Alaska, California, Connecticut, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Vermont. The drag queen story hours are intended for children ages 3 to 8.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
Jesus said, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." Matthew 18:6. President Trump is pushing for lower tariffs on American goods exported to foreign countries, causing ripples across Europe and Asia. His tweet shook the economic world Sunday when he wrote that, quote, "The United States is insisting that all countries that have placed artificial trade barriers and tariffs on goods going into their country remove those barriers and tariffs or be met with more than reciprocity by the USA," end quote. The stock market took a hit, and the Dow came in 330 points lower at the closing bell Monday. It was the second most popular Christian-produced movie in history. I Can Only Imagine gained $83 million at the box office. And over the weekend, the film captured the top position in national DVD sales, edging out Tomb Raider and Black Panther. The movie featured the story of Bart Millard's song for the band Mercy Me, written about his abusive father, who was radically converted by a powerful work of God. Opposition to conversion therapy for homosexuals is growing in California and elsewhere around the country. Former homosexual Luis Ruiz was a survivor at the massacre at the Orlando, Florida Homosexual Club in 2016. Since then, Ruiz has come to Christ. He shared his thoughts with the Worldview on why biblical counseling and prayer should be available to those who want to come out of the lifestyle.
What helped me a lot, believe it or not, was foremost a praying mother, a praying father and sister, and just loving me through the Word of God and not compromising it. One thing that these states are trying to do is just, honestly, if anyone that wants to go seek help out of the lifestyle, they're not really on board with that. I just feel that if it's okay for you to go into the homosexual lifestyle and celebrate about it, then why can't someone want to come out and feel the same way?
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.